Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 26, 2006. Today's message is titled, Remembering the Righteous. The scripture text is a brief portion from Psalm 112, verse 6.
A righteous man will be remembered forever.
Yesterday I spoke to a group of seniors at the Golden Nuggets, an outreach of our local church to the elderly. A dedicated lady developed this ministry several years ago with a burden to reach the lonely and forgotten. I shared with them an assurance of God's care during their senior years as they deal with the inevitable challenges of aging. I also pointed out that we all have an expiration date, which is in God's hands.
Our church is out in the country with a cemetery beside it. As you drive into the parking lot, the church is on your left and the cemetery on your right. What a reminder of the expiration date we all have. This tombstone faces toward the church as people enter the parking lot. First notice the longevity, particularly of Cecilia, but then the powerful verse, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." We're actually placing this verse from Philippians 1:21 on the bronze plaque that we're preparing for our parents' gravesite.
There's a photo up on the website today of that particular tombstone. Powerful, long-standing witness of this godly couple. We need to hear what the Apostle James says. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Nearly 2,000 years have passed since Jesus said, "I will build my church." Our life will only comprise a small fraction of that period of time, about 4% of it. That's pretty humbling, isn't it? If you go all the way back to creation, it's an even smaller percentage. But Psalm 112 has another perspective of this fleeting life. It extols the blessings of the man who fears the Lord. The daily text, again, a righteous man will be remembered forever. That's a neat verse to consider. Do you believe that? I sure do. And I want to remember today what matters most. I want to follow Jesus Christ and seek to live as a righteous man according to His plan. A righteous man will be remembered forever. This is a promise I want to live by.
Let's pray. Jesus, help me to meditate on this vital scripture today, that a righteous man will be remembered forever. When I'm tempted to compromise my integrity in exchange for shameful behavior, may this scripture pound its message into my heart to remind me of the eternal loss I will experience in exchange for Satan's victory. May it persuade me to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and may it also help me to choose instead to live a self-controlled and godly life in this present age. I want to thank you, Lord, that when I've taken a fall, you're not going to bring condemnation and cast me down forever. Instead, you pull me out of the sinful trap I've fallen into with your firm and forgiving grip on my life. May your Holy Spirit refresh me as you restore my spiritual vitality. I pray that the wrong choices I've made will remind me of your unfailing love, and that I will learn that your way is always the best way.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. It's a joy to share God's Word with you today. We prepare this message on Friday morning, the 26th of May. So often we look out our window and it's just a bright sunny day, but today we're getting some rain, and for that we're thankful. Our web ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement, all one word, dailyencouragement.net. On the site today, we do have a photo of that tombstone I referred to that we see as we go into our church parking lot. Also have a link to all of Psalm 112 that the daily text comes from. It is a joy to share with you. Have a real blessed day today. Continue to keep the eternal perspective as you follow the Lord Jesus Christ.